friends, welcome to the show. You know, in a world that emphasizes, you know, monumental achievements and massive outlays of effort and huge grand gestures, it's often really easy to overlook the profound impact of small actions. And yet these tiny steps, right? These are the true catalysts for the change, the progress, the growth that we seek in our lives. I got two words for you. One, tiny, the other, experiments. Together, tiny experiments. This is a phrase that I have on a post-it note on my monitor, and it serves as a daily reminder that the key to unlocking my potential and propelling myself forward towards my desired future lies in my willingness to take small, tiny, manageable actions. And it's not an accident that I call them experiments either, because I hope they work. I think that they might work. In calling them tiny and having them be take just a couple minutes and calling them experiments, and I'll articulate this more clearly here in a moment, but by calling them experiments, it takes the big scary onus off of them to be transformative or meaningful. And yet, as I mentioned a second ago, it's only through taking small steps on a repeated basis that we achieve any change in growth in our life. Friends, I could not be more excited to share today that Plunge.com. Plunge is the newest sponsor of the Chase Jarvis Live Show, and for really good reason. You know that I've been an advocate of cold and heat exposure for more than a decade, and quite simply, Plunge are the best products in this line of business when it comes to cold plunges, saunas, anything of the sort. These products are plug and play. They start at just $120 and go all the way up to, as you might imagine, the Mac Daddy Cadillac versions. I've always only partnered with products I actually use and endorse, and this fits the bill perfectly. And to be clear, I reached out to the folks at Plunge.com about partnering because they make the best stuff. And I was absolutely delighted that they were psyched to sponsor the show. So we set up a special page for you with discounts and recommendations at plunge.com/chase. Now, again, you know that I am not a doctor and this is not medical advice, but the science that has emerged around the benefits of cold and hot therapy just in the past 5 years alone is astounding. Cold plunging is scientifically proven to reduce inflammation in the body, increase immune function, boost mood, enhance metabolism, increase the quality of your mental health, and elevated energy levels, among other things, and just to name a few. And with saunas, for example, the science shows better sleep, a reduction in overall stress, relief from sore muscles and chronic pain. And as Dr. Andrew Huberman from Stanford has articulated in one protocol, for example, that just 20 minutes in a sauna 3 times per week is game-changing for cardiovascular health, including a 24% reduction in all-cause mortality. All right, now, having started using hot and cold therapy way back as a Division I college soccer athlete, I am a firsthand believer in the efficacy and the power of these. And ever since then, which was a pretty long time ago, to be fair, I've been seeking ways to access these therapies at home. It's been difficult. You need to either belong to a club, or I have even gone so far as to pouring custom concrete tubs in my yard that cost thousands of dollars, required architects and permits. And now, let's just say my life got measurably more simple when Plunge.com launched, and the quality of my experience using their plunge and their sauna was transformative for me. They arrived at my doorstep on a pallet. They were easy to install, and I was up and running the same day that they arrived. So again, if you want to learn more or receive a nice little discount when purchasing, get free shipping on any of their products, which is a big deal, please go to plunge.com/chase. Enter the code CHASE at checkout to get your hot and cold experiences going. They've got up to $1,000 in spring discounts and some higher-end products and 0% APR financing for others. Again, check out plunge.com/chase and enter the code CHASE at checkout. Okay, that's it for my new plunge sponsorship. Let's get back to the show. Whether you're skeptical or not, I believe, and my life has proven, that you can accomplish a ton with this tiny experiment philosophy. And the cool thing is that the goal of a tiny experiment is for it to take single digit number of minutes, right? This is like 5 minutes, 8 minutes, maybe 11 minutes. And again, the cool thing is, what can you accomplish in this time? You'd be surprised. I'm going to give you a couple examples of tiny experiments that I run. And I will call out here, if you are subscribed to my newsletter, I did do a newsletter on tiny experiments. That was the name of it. And if you are not subscribed, come on. I take a lot of time and energy and put into that every week. So it's chasejarvis.com/email. If you're not subscribed, now is a great time to do it. I release a lot of stuff in advance there, but I'm doing this podcast because that email was so powerful, so successful. I had so many responses, more than I could read. I'm still parsing through them. I always commit to reading all of the responses, but it was a very powerful mail. That's why I'm expanding on it here in the podcast. So some examples of my own personal tiny experiments. Here's a few. One, a 10-minute run. And you're like, a 10-minute run? Come on, what can that do? I'll tell you, it does a lot. In addition to getting my heart rate going at a high rate in a relatively short amount of time, sort of a high intensity concept going on here, that's obviously cardiovascularly positive. But what I've also found that it boosts my energy, it clears my mind, and it makes me feel more alive, feel more productive, feel more connected with myself in the moment. And I'm telling you, it's 10 minutes. It's from like I lace up my shoes, I'm out the door, and I'm back home in 10 minutes. And right now you're thinking, what is that? Right. And I'm telling you, it's fantastic. That's one of my examples. Another one, one email, one strategic email. This could be something as, you know, simple as sending. What I like to think of it is like in 10 minutes, can I conceive of the right email to send to the right person that can be like a domino? One domino can tip over three or four. So I think about it for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. What's the right email to send? And I craft that email and I try and make it as short as possible because short is really good, you know, 2, 3, 4 sentences. And I shoot it, you know, toward the person that needs to hear it. And holy smokes, I've gotten really good at firing essentially laser beam emails that take me, again, you know, 8 to 10 minutes. I just did one about a TV series that I'm working on. I can't wait to share more about that soon, but it had exactly the effect that I was thinking about. And it was a tiny experiment, tiny in that it took me, you know, 8 minutes and an experiment. And then I thought it was going to be meaningful. Well, holy smokes, you know, it had the exact desired objective plus. So again, one strategic email. What about 50 pushups? You know, again, this is another physical example, but a quick burst of physical activity. It takes, you know, in this case, probably 2 to 3 minutes and creates, it's something I can build on, right? I can, how many can I crank out in a row before I have to rest? Also, can you stack these? Can you compound them? If you do 50 pushups every day, it only takes you 4 minutes a day or 3 minutes a day, and you do it for 50 days in a row. Wow, now you're onto something. And this is the way I like to think about, you know, tiny experiments. Again, in this particular case, 50 pushups. Similarly, a 10-minute meditation. Now, as a longtime practicer of TM, Transcendental Meditation, the sort of edict there is 20-minute meditation in the morning and in the evening. I'm pretty good with getting those, and I admit sometimes I miss. And yet, a 10-minute meditation is better than a 0-minute meditation, right? And often, if I miss my morning, I'll like, oop, time out. It's late morning. I'm going to later than I would like it and shorter than I'd like it, but I'm going to set my meditation clock for 10 minutes and is a game changer. Again, it centers me, balances my thoughts. It combats the stress that I might be experiencing from the day-to-day life that we all have. 10-minute meditation, tiny experiment. Similar to the, say, you know, 5-minute email is a 5-minute phone call. Reconnecting with a friend, I tend to use these more socially, a friend or planning, putting something on the calendar to look forward to. If I've had a text thread going on with someone, sometimes I will interrupt that text thread and call them, and it is just a lovely little burst of human connection. I like to do this with my family members, right? With my wife, Kate, or my parents. I just called my mom the other day. It was great to connect with her. It was 5 minutes and 50 seconds that I was on the phone with my mom, and it generated a nice little dose of oxytocin between she and I got to catch up with her. Again, 5 minutes. The last example I'll give of my own tiny experiments. And again, I do dozens, if not hundreds of these things, but 10 pages reading a book, right? If a page takes you a minute, I'm obviously averaging here. If a page takes you a minute and you read 10 of those, that's 10 minutes. If a book is worth its salt, there's some pretty good ideas in 10 minutes of, especially of a nonfiction book, right? In 10 minutes of reading in one chapter, in one segment of a chapter. What I find is these things give me other things to think about. They make me, you know, I make notes about the podcast or about an email newsletter or whatever, some sort of correspondence that I'm going to have with someone I'm coaching or a business that I'm working on. Like 10 pages of a book can be very, very powerful. This keeps me learning, keeps me growing. Again, it takes less time than it will require that you listen to this show today. 10 pages of a book. All right. Now, two other things that I want to get across in today's micro show. One, In addition to sort of a framework for you starting your own tiny experiments, how to think about it, I want to tell you before that why tiny experiments work. Now, again, these actions, though small, are mighty in their own sort of weird, unassuming way. Each of these little experiments is a step towards a larger something. And the goal here is doing something instead of nothing, right? It's building momentum instead of standing still. And this concept of momentum, I believe, is one of the most underrated sort of forces in human experience, in nature, in certainly in personal and professional success, right? Momentum is not about speed. It's about direction, right? It's about actually moving. It's about moving forward, even if it's only inch by inch. And, you know, I would say additionally, or maybe, you know, moreover, these tiny experiments, they combat this very, very common experience that a lot of us get, which is the feeling of being stuck, right? Tiny experiments are amazing antidote for feeling stuck. The concept of having them be named tiny, as in doesn't take very much effort, and by design takes single digit number of minutes. And by naming them as an experiment, as in don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to check it out, that sort of takes all the drama out of it. And it transforms overwhelming things into something that's approachable and manageable. I mean, if the old you, and I admit this was me, I have gone on record and I still believe that big blocks of deep work, to cite my friend Cal Newport, is very important. You need 90 minute chunks, or, you know, you need, you know, whole day offsites. The concept of tiny experiments and deep work go together, right? They're beautiful together. What I hate and what I've come to sort of eschew is this middle, like kind of just grindy, I'm just kind of doing nothing, unfocused, whatever. So tiny experiments having their namesake. And if the old you used to say, if I don't have 2 hours or a whole day, I'm not starting. What about the new you saying, starting small, starting with tiny experiments is actually the foundation of everything. And I'm going to run a bunch of experiments. So that is a decent segue into how would you start your own set of tiny experiments. Now, I believe this philosophy is widely applicable, and I wanted to give you a handful of steps. I'm going to call it 4 steps to get started. The first, can you identify some examples of small actions? Doesn't need to be perfect. Think about what you can do, anything you can do, again, physical, mental, emotional, tactical. What can you do in 5 to 10 minutes that could in any way contribute toward your goal? Whatever your goal is. If your goal is writing a book, then can you write a paragraph? If your goal is to getting fit, can you do 50 push-ups? If your goal is to, you know, get that new job or get that promotion, can you strategize about the people in your organization and the work that you need to do to show up in a way that's going to get you that promotion? The point is to identify a handful of small actions that are candidates for tiny experiments. Just make a list. That could be a tiny experiment in itself, right? Whether it's sketching a design for your website, you know, organizing your workspace, organizing your ideas, whatever it is, identify a bunch of small actions. That's thing one. Number two, commit to doing a handful of these regularly. I bet you can do, what if you did 3 today? You're listening to this, maybe even consider this a tiny experiment. I'm going to listen to this podcast, the micro shows, because they're, you know, 15 minutes long all the time. Every time I see one, I'm going to listen to it. Whatever the next one is. I'm going to do some tiny experiment that has a physical component to it every day. Again, 8 minutes, a run around the block, a walk down the hall and back, a whatever. Commit regularly. Even the busiest schedule can accommodate a few tiny experiments each day. A few tiny minutes of tiny focused action. Commitment, regularity is key. That's thing two. Thing three, a little reflection on the progress. This is by naming them experiments. You should look back and reflect and see, are these experiments working? When I do 50 push-ups in a row for 5 days or 4 out of the last 6 days, do I feel, you know, good, neutral, or bad? And is it something I want to do more of? By regularly reflecting on the impact of these actions, you will be surprised at how much you can achieve over time with this approach. And again, building habits and actually tipping over, you know, the one domino that tips over 5 others, this is the name of the game. And reflecting on that progress is an important part of the experiment in quotes concept here. And then the last one is scale up gradually. Small actions, the ones that you find exciting and sexy, may become habitual, right? They may stick. You may find it easier to increase the scope and impact after you've run a bunch of experiments in one, you know, area or a discipline. The point is that the goal is movement, and it's doing something instead of nothing. against a handful of vectors that are important to you in your life, and to do so gradually. My belief is that this will feel transformative. I've been running this sort of concept of tiny experiments myself for some time now. It will be an element to my new book. I'm excited to share that with you. But the purpose of today's show is to really say, what experiments can you run? It's to inspire you to, you know, to find a couple that you will embark on today. And remember, in this process, the journey to achieving your dreams, who you want to be and become, the desired future outcome, it can only begin with small intentional steps. And so many times, the idea of this big requirement, that's the thing that actually gets in the way and has us feeling blocked. So send me a note on social media, anywhere, of course, on the socials, if you're in the text community, 206-309-5177, or if you are subscribed to my email, again, I sent out an email not too long ago with Tiny Experiments as the foundation. It was hugely positively received. I received hundreds and hundreds of responses. So if you're not signed up for that email newsletter, I would love to have you. I try and pack that full of value. That's chasejarvis.com/email to sign up there. But you can then just reply to those emails, and I read everyone, even if I can't respond to all of them. Sometimes it takes me hours and hours and hours, but I do that work because I feel connected to you out there. So whatever way you can get back to me, I would love to understand a little bit more about your tiny experiments. Let me know. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day. All right. Hey, before you go, thanks so much for listening. And if you got value from this show, chances are your community will too, right? In the particular lies the universal. Please share this link to the show with a friend or mention the show on social. That is a huge benefit for us, in hopefully in exchange for providing value to you. I want you to know that I really appreciate your time, the attention, anything that you give to the show, and the questions that you ask our guests, either on social media or through my text community. All that is pure gold. This community, like any community, is a testament to that old phrase, a rising tide floats all boats. And by elevating one another, by sharing and resharing this show, the tidbits that you learn and the experiences you take away, all of that has a collective, massive, positive impact on the world. So just a quick thank you. I appreciate all the effort you put into sharing this show. All right, that's a wrap. Let's put today's episode into practice and get back to growing together.